And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 18th of June 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. High Sole, 1028, expected Irish Sea, with little change by 1800 Wednesday. New Low, expected Fitzroy, 1015 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, veering northwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast 40s. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty 4th. Westerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 3 to 5, fair, good. Fisher. Westerly, 3 to 5, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, northeast, showers, good. German Bite. West, 3 to 5, veering northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. West or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth. North, veering east, 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay. East or northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar. West or northwest, 2 to 4, mainly fair, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southwest Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northeast Fitzroy. Easterly, veering southeasterly, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east, 4 or 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon. South, backing southeast later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Southwest, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasional rain with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mallon. Southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, then fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides Bailey. West or southwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, then fair, good. Fair Isle Faroes. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland. Westerly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor in north. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 4, 9 miles, 1022, now falling. Stornoway. Southwest 3, recent rain, 32 miles, 1018, now rising. Lerwick, southwest 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1016, now rising. Wick Automatic, northwest 2, recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 3, 13 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, 32 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Boomer, west-southwest, 3, 15 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west, 3, 1022, rising slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 11 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 3, 5 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point automatic. Northwest by north 2, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by north 2, mist 4 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. West by south 3, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly automatic. Northwest by west 1, mist 3 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west-southwest 2, 8 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest 3, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valley, south 4, 6 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west-southwest 3, 16 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valentia, east by north 1, 22 miles, 1027, now falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 1, 15 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1024, now falling. And Macrahanish automatic, west by north 2, 12 miles, 1024, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure centred to the southwest of the United Kingdom will move northeastwards. This will continue to bring settled conditions and lighter, moderate winds to most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, becoming variable later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. South or southwest 3 or 4, veering north or northwest, then backing south 2 or 3, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Tyree, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then occasional rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and far north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. and Shetland Isles, west 4 to 6, veering west 6 to 7, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. William Gibbon writes to say that he's a daily listener of the shipping forecast from Macau. He says he lives and works in Macau and Hong Kong, and delighted, he says, that British summertime is now in place as I listen at 07:47 a.m. as I'm about to leave for work. It's more difficult in the winter at 08:47, he says. Of course, all this is in the early hours for you, Ron Brown, and your colleagues in London. You're right. I've lived most of my adult life outside the UK, and the shipping forecast brings me back spiritually to my home every 24 hours, a long way from Barrow and Furness, he says, to Hong Kong and Macau. Wishing all the very best from William Gibbon. Well, it's always wonderful to hear your stories of the ships. You can always send them to me at al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. For myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's Midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters, today live in Tokyo and Toronto. President Trump demands Iran's unconditional surrender amid speculation the US could join Israel's campaign. We'll hear from a Nobel Peace Prize winner fleeing Tehran.
I witnessed horrendous attacks, a lot of civilian deaths, the terrifying noise of drones buzzing overhead.
The G7 minus Donald Trump and the conversations about tariffs that other world leaders were hoping to have. The head of Amazon tells staff to embrace AI, even though it means a smaller workforce. And when songwriters end up in court.
There was also this, you know, huge sort of existential threat of what it actually meant for the world of songwriting and for songwriters in general. And I always felt the weight of that.
First, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has demanded Iran's unconditional surrender amid mounting speculation the United States is considering joining Israel's campaign against Iran. Mr. Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on the phone following a meeting of the US National Security Council. Jake Kwan reports from Washington.
President Trump is considering whether the U.S. should get directly involved in the war against Iran. It's a question that may define his presidency. Mr. Trump's meeting in the White House has come with a flurry of social media posts, each more aggressive than the last. He said, "We now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran, and we know where the so-called supreme leader is hiding, but we're not going to take him out, at least not for now." Another post simply says, "Unconditional surrender." At the same time, American officials said the U.S. was deploying more fighter aircraft to the Middle East.
There have been further Israeli strikes and targets in Iran in the sixth day of the conflict. Residents of Tehran reported explosions in the Iranian capital and in the nearby city of Karaj. The Israeli military has advised people in Tehran's District 18 to leave their homes, saying they were about to attack military infrastructure there. Iran has also fired missiles at Israel. There have been no reports of any casualties. Canada says Donald Trump has blocked moves by G7 leaders to issue a strong statement on Ukraine. A Canadian official told reporters that all of the other G7 countries at the summit in the Rockies had agreed in firm language criticising Russia for the Ukraine war. Here's our diplomatic correspondent James Landale.
President Zelensky was here. A little good news for him. The Canadians announced a further, you know, $1.5 billion of military aid. The British announced some fresh sanctions on Russian tankers.